A coach on the line. We've got Steve Hopkins, head coach of the Harrisburg Ball Club, and Harrisburg sees a very successful season come to an end tonight. They lose to Brentwood 43-0, and like I say, right now, Coach Hopkins on the line. Steve, appreciate you calling in tonight. I think you knew coming in this was going to be a tough game. Brentwood, the number one seed in their district, and you guys had to go a long way. They're down in the St. Louis area, aren't they?
Yeah, the trip wasn't a factor. The kids they had on the field at the end, that was the factor, and we were missing three key players, and that's not an excuse. But boy, it was tough to game plan without Wyatt Robinson, our leading running back, second leading receiver, and outside linebacker, and Anthony Alisaier, our third leading receiver, and Gavin Curtis, one of our all conference defensive linemen. So without those kids, we game planned, but we were hoping to kind of catch them on an off night, and they were not off. They were on, and they deserve full credit.
Well, Brentwood, a team we don't know much about. Like we said, they play down in that St. Louis area, but they've had a good year. They're the real deal, aren't they?
Well, I had hoped that we would match up well against them, but we don't have speed to match up with that speed. And they broke three big plays in the first quarter, got up 22-0, and then scored right before the half to get up 36-0. And honestly, we came out the second half, and they drove down to the one. We made them use all four downs. I was very proud of the kids, but young man got it in barely to make it 43-0, and that was it.
Steve, who played well for your ball club tonight? Did anybody stand out that you'd like to mention?
Yes, Austin Furlong, a defensive tackle for us. He's been an offensive tackle all year, but he's had some injuries, had some illness and other issues, and missed a couple of games. And so for him to finish with it, I think he had five tackles for loss, which is far and away the best defensive line totals we've had all year. And he wasn't the only one. There were other kids that played hard. Kevin Raines, our middle linebacker, played really hard. We didn't have enough bullets in the gun at the end of the year against a really good team.
Steve, your last game of the year, talk about your senior class, the kid you're going to lose this year.
Well, we lose one. Maylee Raines, a young lady that will actually be the first four-year football letter winner in our school's short football history. This is year six, and she's the first four-year letter winner to stick it out all 4 years, and she's had some really, really tough years, of course. So she was, she was very gracious tonight and thanked me and said, what a successful year. And we'll think about that later. Right now, that's, not what everybody's thinking about, but she is the only senior we lose. So,
four-year female player. What position does she play, Steve?
She's an outside linebacker.
Wow.
Yep. She's been on the team ever. She told me nice. She said, I've been playing since fifth grade. This is really a hard thing to leave. And she was on the field for the end of our defensive series. So that was neat. We got her out there at the end, and she was able to finish on the field, and that, I hope, was meaningful to her.
I would say she deserves some type of special recognition. She must be a very special young lady.
Yep, and I mean, to be the first one, as I said, no one else will be the very first four-year football letter winner. So that's cool.
Well, Steve, one of the most successful seasons in Harrisburg football history. You wind up 4-4 in conference play. You tie for fourth place in that tough Lewis and Clark Conference. A winning record overall. My record says you wind up 6-5. So probably one of, if not the best season Harrisburg's had. So congratulations to you, your kids, your staff. You guys got her done this year, and proud of what you got done.
Thank you. We will celebrate a lot of firsts. We have a fall sports banquet scheduled already for Sunday, not knowing when our season would end. We'll celebrate a lot of firsts that night, and then we'll go back to work on Monday. We'll turn our equipment in, but we're going to set some expectations, and we know the young people are excited about it. The young men are really, they really are. They know that we got a lot coming back and are recruiting kids in the halls every day.
Well,
so, yep.
You're doing a good job, Steve. We certainly appreciate you calling us every night on the fifth quarter, and if everybody's willing, everything works out, we'll talk again next year.
Hope so. Thank you for all you all do for high school football.
Thank you much, Steve.